And we begin. Page 47, second paragraph. The next time you sit in meditation, acknowledge that you are pure consciousness and you are nothing but an observer of your thoughts and emotions and not the actual thoughts and emotion. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar shares a very beautiful meditation which allows one to go to the depths of our own mind as well as realize its expansibility. I encourage the reader to read this on their own and experience meditation. I will not be doing this meditation with you. Okay? But I will go on to page 47, the last paragraph. As you can see from this small example, because we have shown, from the small example, because we have so many experiences on a constant basis, our mind is constantly in a chatter. There is nothing wrong with that. However, the issue is that we think we are our mind alone. We have forgotten that there is only one universal consciousness that chooses to express through different minds in different bodies. In our state of quote-unquote ignorance, we identify with our minds alone and we are not aware of the universal mind and consciousness. Usually, we are experiencing and thinking with our minds and using the gross body, we are doing various actions to quote-unquote sort things out and try to give purpose to our lives. However, our minds have become so identified with the gross world and our own bodies, it feels completely identified with the experiencing alone. And we think that we are the experiencer using the body and mind. However, there has to be something beyond the gross body and the mind too. Isn't that true? There are certain habits that we do that we previously talked about. As well, there has to be an energy source that is making the body and mind function. Let us start thinking of a mind like an aura or a layer outside the body. It is a lot more subtle than the gross body. This mind, when allowed to expand, learns to let go of this identification with the body. A good way to do this would be to imagine a body is like a candle with a wick, which is burning slowly. The glow and the aura around the candle is like our minds. As we examine closely, we can recognize that there is air, oxygen, and space which allows the body to exist in it. Now acknowledge and accept that you are not the gross candle, but also the space around the candle. This is the region of the mind that is subtler than the gross body and envelops the body like a sheath for 6 inches around it. The nature of the mind is that it can expand into the space around the body. It is subtler than air or water, and it does this effortlessly. Next, accept that your mind is a very subtle part of you, which is the space around the body. Now, close your eyes and let the mind expand through just awareness. Next, let your awareness go for a few more inches all around your body. Just be aware of the space around the body for a couple of minutes. Next, let your awareness grow to 1 foot around the body. Don't try to visualize the space, just be aware of it. Then let your awareness grow and grow, and it is described how to let your awareness envelop the whole world. This is meditation 2, adapted from Glowing Candle Meditation by Gurudev Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. And we stop there for further discussion. In our group, we discussed further what the concept of the mind and universal consciousness is in simplistic terms. Usually, we think our mind is within the body. We then expanded through this meditation technique, realizing it's actually outside the body. It is 6 inches around it. As we grow in our meditation practice and we recognize that the mind is actually very subtle, it grows more and more and more. To at least during deep meditation, having a feeling that our mind and that universal empty space, that universal consciousness is just the same. Then we further discussed that just having a meditation practice or doing the wisdom practices of asking who am I is enough to purify a mind, a memory, our ego and intellect, which are deeper, more subtler layers of the mind alone, to a point where the mind does not associate with this body anymore. The mind identifies only with the universal consciousness. It grows slowly but surely. Once we have the faith that I am the universal consciousness, just by repeating in our mind again and again a positive thought process, a positive vasana, which is beyond the negative vasanas that I'm craving for pleasures or I'm hating something or someone, we start having positive thought processes that I am Satchitananda, I am the universal consciousness, I am God itself, I am that energy. When that happens on a consistent basis, you become liberated. It just happens as simple as air bringing the breeze of the fragrance of a beautiful rose without any effort. So one day you suddenly realize, oh, that's what I was trying to become. I'm already that. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to lose anything. Just happened. And with that, we end today's session.